The advantage that we did have in the Maryland militia is that the men of the militia knew the turf. They were fighting on their home ground. They were defending their own property. That was also a detriment because many of the militiamen would refuse to leave their district. In other words, they had to fight for their own, and they said, this is what we're about, fighting for our own. And of course, they could not achieve numerical superiority unless they were organized into larger groups. And that meant across the lines. Anne Arundel and Calvert County, for instance, were one unit. St. Mary's was, and Charles were in another organizational unit. And frequently there was a disparity in command, and the unity of command was often in question. The British, on the other hand, were veterans of the Napoleonic Wars and had been fighting for decades in the European theater. The British that came to fight on the land in the invasion of the United States at Benedict, Maryland, had been the victors over Napoleon in the peninsular campaigns in Spain. And as a consequence of this, these guys knew their stuff.